This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 233 for Thursday, January 20th. Canola futures on the Intercontinental Exchange are higher on Thursday morning, adding to the sharp upticks made yesterday. The March canola contract gained $6.80 at $1,007.50 per ton. The May contract rises $7.10 at $9.88.10 per ton. Support is coming from increases in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, as well as Malaysian palm oil. There are losses in the front months of European rapeseed, but gains in its deferred positions. Global crude oil prices are a pinch lower this morning, putting some pressure on edible oils. As continues to be the case, tight supplies and price rationing are underpinning canola. The Canadian dollar nudges a little higher on Thursday morning, with the loonie at 80.15 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 80.05. The United States Department of Agriculture's attaché in Brazil says that country's soybean crop is to come in at 136 million tons. That's 3 million tons below the department's estimate. And it's not because of dry conditions in southern Brazil. Rather, the reduction is due to heavy rains, flooding, and disease in Mato Grosso. In Argentina, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange is now calling for the country's corn harvest to reap 57 million tons. Meanwhile, the Rosario Grain Exchange is saying 48 million tons. Also in Argentina, soy oil production is said to be down 25% due to a rising number of COVID-19 cases. The threat of war between Russia and Ukraine continues to underpin wheat values. Russia has more than 100,000 troops along its border with Ukraine and has made several overtures about a possible incursion. Although Ukraine is not a member of NATO, the U.S. and other members of the alliance are ramping up their military aid to the beleaguered country. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday morning. The March contract rises 8 cents at $13.99 per bushel. March soy oil gains 1.12 cents at 61.88 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal drops back a dollar at $3.97.30 per short ton. Corn futures are lower as well this morning. The March contract loses 2 cents at $6.09 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker, with the March contract falling 8.5 cents at $6.47. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago March is down 4 cents at $7.93. Kansas City March slips back 3 cents at $7.97. And Minneapolis March is up 2 cents at $9.42. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, January 20th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.